News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It seemed that there was a sense developing that drinking was falling out of fashion with younger generations, not according to most of the data. With us is consultant in paediatric intensive care in Children's Health Ireland, Crumlin, Dr. Suzanne Crowe. Suzanne, what are you seeing in respect of teenage drinking and problem drinking?
Well, my comments recently on alcohol and teen binge drinking was really based on important research that was published in January by Alcohol Action Ireland. And even though people between the ages of 15 and 24 are more health conscious, and that's a great thing, unfortunately, the rates of binge drinking in particular are increasing. And I think that that's very much against what we would have imagined, because the rest of us, you know, older adults, are drinking less.
Now, is that a function of inexperience with alcohol consumption and a simple rite of passage that everybody goes through, or is it a red flag?
It is a red flag. And I suppose, yes, there's a rite of passage around it. But I think in Ireland, we need to really, I suppose, ask questions about that. We shouldn't all be nodding along, you know, and telling stories about our own stories about getting drunk when we were younger. You know, that's normalizing the idea of binge drinking. And we have important questions to ask about that as a society. Binge drinking is a huge red flag. If you look at the international research, and in the research, it's called episodic problematic drinking. If you look at that research, it is a positive predictor. It predicts poor mental health, increased rate of dependency on alcohol, but also other substances. And it also is an independent predictor of suicide between the ages of 15 and 24.
Now, obviously, a lot of those problems can occur without anybody ever presenting to an acute facility. But are you seeing people showing up in hospital in their teenage years because of alcohol?
Oh, absolutely. We do. And that is it's a common enough thing, particularly around school holidays. And that's why I thought at the start of the summer, it was a good idea for parents to consider this and to have the conversation. We see peaks anytime that schools let out. We see peaks of young teenagers, anything from the age of 14, 15, 16, coming in completely unconscious, intoxicated. And it can be really difficult to figure out, you know, what exactly they've taken. But alcohol is the commonest substance that kids have taken.
As young as 14.
Yeah, as young as 14. Now, we do know from the research that children actually are starting drinking a little bit later, and that is a good thing. So 13, 14 would be less common, but certainly 15, 16, 17 years, it's a major problem.
You talk about parents having the conversation. There has been a wild spectrum of varying advice over the years as to what parents should do, whether it be normalizing limited, moderate alcohol use in the home, whether it be giving a sort of a pioneer teetotal example. What, if anything, is best practice?
Yeah, I think as adults and as parents, I think we like the idea that giving a small amount of alcohol when they're younger is a good idea. That suits us because we might be having a glass. However, the research is completely against that. Firstly, it normalizes drinking at every event. Secondly, it means that children actually start getting a taste for alcohol. Because I don't know if you remember the first time you drank alcohol, but most people think it tastes horrible when they first drink it. And so if you are starting to get that taste earlier, that's a problem. And then the other thing is, it kind of sends mixed messages, because you're saying, oh, you're old enough now to have a little bit of wine at the table, but you're not old enough to go out drinking with your friends. That's a very confused message to be giving somebody who's 15.
Now, you talked earlier on about parents to some extent wanting to the risk in reliving your own past experience as if it was a norm rather than a national problem. How much of this is linked to a national problem that we just inveterately refuse to address? Because if you look at road traffic incidents, if you look at public order incidents, if you look at rates of suicide, if you look at rates of drowning, almost all of them have significant alcohol use as major contributors to the stats, which would suggest we have a booze problem nationally that we just don't face.
yeah, alcohol is the thread that runs through all of those things that you've just listed. And they're exactly all the things that we would really want to prevent our children from experiencing as they grow up. Just because we might have experienced any of those things, we don't want to expose younger people to it. What we see in Ireland that is different to other countries, and you know this when you go on holidays in Europe, is we have this higher incidence of binge drinking. And I don't know why that is, but I think we should all be asking that question. Binge drinking is normalized in this country, and it is not normalized in Europe. If you're falling around drunk in Europe at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening, it would be considered a major problem. It's not considered that way in Ireland.
And it's not only a problem generally. The Alcohol Action Ireland stats that you referred to said that among those teenage drinkers we were talking about, 2/3 of them say that their binge drinking is a regular occurrence rather than a one-off aberration.
It's a regular occurrence. And if you pick out the teenagers who are drinking and interrogate those numbers a little bit further, the other startling thing is that children aged 15, 16, 17 are starting to actually report alcohol dependency. So
at
they're
15?
Actually drinking. Yeah, exactly. So for between the ages of 15 and 24, we know that among those teenagers that are drinking, they are now reporting alcohol dependency. And that, again, is a terrible red flag for the following 10 years in terms of mental health and other things you would prefer that your child avoided.
And presumably physical health as well, because the legacy of alcohol dependency in what is still a developmental phase of life and a developmental phase for your brain, that can't be good.
No, it can't be good. I mean, they probably escape some of the physical effects in terms of liver damage a little bit better than older people. They would have more capacity for that. But it's brain development. It's exactly as you say. It's an immature developing brain that you're exposing to what is a toxin.
Suzanne, thanks very much for your time. Suzanne Crowe there, Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care in Children's Health Ireland, Crumlin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.